morning, Mr. Brady. How are you?
Good morning. Nice talking to you guys.
Good talking to you. Well, the good news is training camp is over and opening day is right around the corner. The bad news, I guess, Tom, is the gateway to get from training camp to the opening of the season is that 53-man cutdown day when you see friends and teammates like Hoyer and Copen and Branch depart the organization.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously, you know, there's so many great friends and guys that you've spent so much time with. And it happens every year, you know, and it's really, you know, it's a tough part of what we deal with. And, you know, but my fingers are crossed for all those guys that they find a job. And you know, I think that the thing is when you see it, you know, you realize how much you got to focus on doing your own job. And you got to try to be the best, teammate possible for the guys in the locker room and, you know, try to go out there and get prepared for this week because, you know, ultimately that's what our job is. Mm. So the guys that are remaining, that's what you got to do. And obviously, you know, you have a lot of feelings and mixed emotions, for those other guys because they are, you know, they're great friends of ours.
Tom, how does the dynamic literally work in the locker room when somebody gets released? Do they still say, bring your playbook, the coach wants to see you, and then once he's done seeing them, do they come back in the locker room and say their goodbyes, or do you meet them at a restaurant later and have a cold one? How does it work?
Fortunately, I've never really been through it, so I'm not quite sure how it all goes down. Guys are obviously made aware. And a lot of the times, you know, you do get to see the guys on the way out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you kind of say a goodbye. I mean, you really don't know what's going to happen. Like Brian Hoyer's case, you know, I got a chance to really share some time with him, and which I really enjoyed. And you never know when you're going to get your opportunity, and that's for all of us. So, you know, you try to stay prepared And when you get your opportunity, you try to take advantage.
Is there some significance that Deion's locker remains intact and fully stocked, and you suspect that indicates he'll be coming back, and would you like that?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. I love Deion's a great friend of mine, so you know, I love him. I love him as a brother and as a friend and as a teammate, and I'm hoping everything always works out, so. He's just a great person.
We talk to you every year about this, Tom, how long you think you'll play, how long you'd like to play. When you see guys like Branch and Copen and old friends, teammates, both of whom are younger than you, do you look at yourself in the mirror and say, how much longer before I get that call or I get called in a coach's office?
Well, I mean, I think there's going to be a point for everybody, whether it's your first year, whether it's your 20th year, and, I think you have goals that motivate you, for long-term goals and obviously, the short-term goals. I mean, the reality is, nothing's more important than this year. So, I have plenty of personal playing goals but the team goals and what we're, about to really embark on, is what's most important to me. I mean, there's nothing more important to me than winning, and it's winning this year. Because who knows if we have next year? Who knows if we have next week? So you appreciate what you have. You're grateful for your opportunity, and then we try to go out and we try to put together, win this week and win this week. That'd do more for me than something 10 years down the road now.
But you always say you play as long as you can. You love it. You want to play, into your 40s. That means that someday someone's going to have to tell you. You don't tell them. You don't walk away and just say, I'm going to do something else in life. You play until you can't play anymore, correct?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think that's I just love the game. So, yeah. I love playing. I love, being part of the locker room, my teammates. It's the only thing I've ever really known. So it's pretty much part of my DNA. And, this is a great time here. These Sundays that come, I think you appreciate every one of them, because they're, the excitement that you have and the feeling that you get when you run out on the field, like we will this Sunday, it's unmatched. There's nothing you could possibly do that's going to be as exciting as what this is about. So, it'll be fun for all of us. It'll be fun to see kind of the team that's been assembled, and you know, we'll have some different strengths than we did last year. You know, we'll see if we can put together, you know, a good season. But you know, I think it's been fun. But, you know, it's been fun because you know the guys who have been out on the field have made improvements, and we've made improvements since the day we've been out there. So I hope we can continue to do that.
Tom, how does the pace and the routine and the dynamic change, if it does change at all, when training camp ends and you begin this work of first week preparation for game one?
Well, I think everybody, you know, enjoys the transition from preseason to the regular season. It's, you know, the challenging part about the training camp is it's just, you know, it's day after day after day after day, and you know, you're preparing for, you know, ultimately this week. I mean, everything that we've done over the course of the last 6 months, you know, really comes down to this week. So, you know, you've got this target in mind, but, you know, you're still going through all these different practices. And the great part is, you know, this week, for example, is, you know, we really prepare for the opponent. And we prepare for the looks that we're going to see on defense. I mean, what, you know, things to expect, coverages to expect, you know, and different than the preseason where you just kind of, you really don't know the guys you're playing against. You know, you try to catch up as much as you can, but, you know, it's more of a day-to-day preparation. Mm-hmm. This is a week-long preparation, and you know, that'll be the fun part, to feel like you're really prepared when you go out there to play and you know your opponent and you know their schemes and you can go really anticipate and execute. So that's the best part.
Tom, much has been said last year and then into this year about last year's defense that I believe was 31st in the National Football League, and most people, through the eyeball test and in other ways of evaluation, have said they have improved. As a guy who plays against that defense every day in practice, have you seen improvements? Have you seen things get better?
Well, I mean, they're always challenging to me as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what they were ranked last year or, you know, rankings, but, I mean, we got a lot of really good football players. So, you know, Patrick Chung and Dev McCourty and Gerard Mayo and Vince, I mean, these guys can really play. So, I mean, this training camp, yeah, they've been tough to go against. But I felt the same way last year, too. And, you know, they played some great football, you know, when they needed to over the course of last season. And we have, you know, there's going to be games where the offense doesn't play that well, and there's going to be games where the defense doesn't play well, and there's games where the special teams doesn't play that well, and we got to still find a way to win and play really complimentary football. So, you know, I think that's part of what we're finding out is what kind of team we're going to be, and, you know, I hope we go out and we score every time we touch the ball. Whether that happens, I don't know, but, you know, that's what our goal is on offense, you know, regardless of what the defense does.
Tom, you said one of the things you like best about getting into the regular season is you're excited to see how guys have improved and done the work in the offseason and how that translates into an improved game. And I'm wondering, are you convinced that Ryan Mallett is ready to be the next guy in, God forbid, if that need to happen?
Well, you know, he's worked hard and, you know, to put himself in a position, you know, where you're really close to playing. So, you know, he and I had a great talk this week about being prepared and, you know, the expectation, you know, that, you know, when I was in that position, you know, what I felt. So, you know, he's a great guy and I've really enjoyed working with him. You know, so, you know, he's there for a reason, and that's what coach's decision is. And he's there 'cause he believes in him. And, you know, I've really enjoyed working with him also.
Is it just the two of you in quarterback meetings now? Is it kind of lonely in there?
Yeah, well, it's two of us for now. You know, who knows what's going to happen, you know, over the course of the season. But, you know, we've always had guys that kind of come in and out. But as of now, it's Ryan and I. And you know, we're in there. We've been in there the last few days getting prepared together. We got some meetings today and you know, continue on with practice tomorrow.
You know, in Gronk and Hernandez rookie years, we ask you this question about what is it they know, what is it they don't know that they don't know? I'd like to ask that same question about Ryan Mallett. Does he aware of what he doesn't know about playing quarterback in the National Football League yet?
Well, I mean, there's always stuff to learn. Every year you're going to learn more and more and more. So, you know, and I don't think that, you know, you compare when a guy's in his second year to when he's in his 10th year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a different level of playing experience, you know, but at the same time, I mean, that's, you know, he gets some great coaching. You know, Billy was a great coach for us. Josh is a, you know, phenomenal coach. So, you know, he every year you just try to make improvements and you try to improve upon the things that your coach asks you to improve on. So, you know, when you work hard all off season, like I said, hopefully you come into training camp, it pays off. But you really don't know until you get out on the field and you play.
I suspect you have no problem 2018 or 2019, whatever the case may be, that that those guys will be out there for you for quite some time.
Yeah, and they've, you know, they deserve it. They, you know, they're part of, you know, this team and part of the future of this team. And, you know, they're two great guys who have contributed so much to, you know, our offense the last few years. And, you know, they're really unique guys and their skill set and their personalities. And they're a lot of fun to be around. And, you know, I'm hoping that they put together another great year because, you know, they're two guys who have really earned it and who are fun to be with. And, you know, I've really enjoyed playing with those guys. They're, you know, they're neat guys. They're, like I said, you develop this close relationship with these guys. You know, I'm in so many meetings with them you know, I'm really proud of both of them.
Hey, what would be a Labor Day party at Mr. Kraft's house on the Cape without Gronk taking his shirt off, right?
It was off. You better believe it. It was off probably half the time. So there's not too many pool parties where, you know, Gronk's not the life of the pool party.
I wouldn't think
what
so.
Did he do? Other than paddleboard with his shirt off, did he do anything zany?
No. It was under control. You're with your boss, so, you know, everyone's under on their best behavior.
We've seen him. He can get zany.
He's very zany. He's a very unique person. You know, you grow up in a house with, you know, three brothers, so... You know, there's a lot of craziness from Gronk, but you know, when it comes down to it, you know, he loves football, and when the season starts, it's all football for him. So he's a you know, he's a great competitor, and it'll be fun to be out there with him this Sunday.
And you don't worry about him, you know, being he's been pretty active this off season. He's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated twice, Tom.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. No, I mean, I don't worry about him. I mean, I got plenty to worry about myself. I got, you know, I got to go out there and you know, worry about doing my job. So right. I'm very confident that he's doing his and coach is taking care of what he needs to take care of.
Do you worry at all about life with a new center? Is it different? Does the ball come up towards you on the shotgun snaps a little different?
Well, you know, everyone's a little different. So, you know, you got to make adjustments and you know, we're working to make improvements too. I mean, between myself and, you know, the guys who are playing there. So, you know, there's been a lot of guys in there this preseason, which has been good training for us quarterbacks to try to, you know, understand the different aspects of the snap and the snap count, you know, so, you know, hopefully by Sunday we got it all taken care of.
We haven't done this for a while. Are you ready for the dreaded hypothetical?
Oh, I love these.
I know you do. We haven't done one of these for a while.
Okay.
This is purely hypothetical. This is not based in reality whatsoever.
Sure.
Let's pretend that there is an experienced bunch of officials calling a game in which you're playing.
Yes.
Is there something an offense can do to take advantage of those officials not being up to speed, whether that's no huddle, whether that's hurry up? Is there? Because I know Belichick turns over every rock, and so do you. Is there something you can do as an offense to take advantage of the fact, just in the hypothetical case, there were some inexperienced referees handling your game?
Well, the thing is, you know, nobody knows. Yeah, and I think Coach Belichick always says, do business as business is being done. Like, sometimes the games are called tight.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the games, you know, they let you play. So no one really knows how it's going to turn out this week. I mean, you really don't know how it's going to turn out every week. You know, you understand, you know, the refs that are calling the game, you know, they have a history of calling games. So you try to study their history of what they call and so forth. But I mean, you know, you could have all these plans, and then, you know, they say, well, screw it, you know, we're going to let them play. And then, you know, you figure that out by midway through the first quarter, and then you try to adjust the way you're playing. Because, you know, sometimes they call it tight, sometimes they don't call it tight, you know. But if they're going to call it tight, then you better, you know, watch what you're doing in terms of, you know, line of scrimmage penalties, holding penalties. I mean, there's some penalties they really always have to call, like false starts or defensive offsides that are just plainly obvious. You know, the holding penalties – you know, the defensive illegal contact penalties or DPIs, you know, stuff like that, where it's a little more, there's a little more decision-making involved. No one really knows how those are going to play out. So, you just try to play with your technique, and then if they call it, they call it. But, as the game goes on, you see if you get away with more, you get away with less.
I got to believe if Bill Belichick is working replacement officials, he gets a lot more sway than, say, a new guy like Joe Philbin. Would you agree with that? Do you think there's an advantage to having Bill, legendary Bill, barking at some referee as opposed to some rookie coach?
Well, I don't know. I mean, sometimes maybe they want to really stand up to him as well. So who knows? I mean, I don't know what they're going to – no one knows any of these guys, and we haven't had a history with any of them. So.
Yeah.
You just got to go out there and, in reality, I haven't thought about it one time. I mean, I don't even, what they call or who they call it on or, what they're going to call or, I got to worry about completing passes. That's, my focus is 100% on that. And then that's where it needs to be. It's not on, if they're going to call, holding penalties or not. So. That's what affects my performance.
All right, final question, Tom. Is it now okay and now timely to congratulate you on your growing family?
Yes, that's very nice. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When's the due date?
At the end of the year.
Oh, Christmas baby.
Yeah, so.
Do you know what you're having?
Like night of a big playoff game, like an AFC championship game, maybe?
I hope it's not the night of a big playoff game.
Do you know what you're having?
I hope it's on a Tuesday, just like our last one was.
Yeah.
So, no, we don't know.
Okay.
So.
Well, congratulations to all.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks very much, guys.
And good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Take care.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.